Welcome to the July 16th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, and the final segment of her recent interview, Gaynor Anders of TrialBe made the case that CRO success and program-level recruitment comes down to true partnership, shared data visibility, and collective commitment to moving patients all the way through the funnel. This fundamentally requires rethinking how CROs and sponsors align incentives and transparency across multiple studies. The FDA has finalized guidance on designing clinical trials for psychedelic drug development, addressing functional unblinding where patients and monitors perceive treatment effects and introduce expectation bias. The guidance recommends alternative controls, central blinded raters, and expectancy questionnaires for chronic psychiatric conditions, with extended follow-up to detect recurrence and potential retreatment need. And finally for today, the FDA has approved Revterpic as the first agent targeting multiple nodes simultaneously in a key cancer signaling pathway for advanced hormone-responsive breast cancer in patients without a specific genetic variant following progression on prior therapy. The approval was based on the VIKTORIA-1 trial, where the three-drug combination achieved median progression-free survival of 9.3 months versus 2 months with standard therapy, and an objective response rate of 32% versus 1%. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.